Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, yet another grim milestone. COVID cases spiking in the U.S., but that's not really the case here. So what's the Bay Area doing different?
And a fall first, the urgent warning after a North Bay patient's dual diagnosis.
2020 has been more tricks than treats, but Halloween can still be a little fun. Some safe ideas for ways to celebrate this weekend. We need some ideas in our house. Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, October 30th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Lynn Keyes. Good morning. It's a cool start to our Friday. Let's check in with our cool friend, Mary Lee. Good morning.
Love you, cool friends. Yeah, we are looking at temperatures just a bit cooler as we look to our afternoon with that sea breeze kicking in. And even some spots this morning looking at patchy fog along the coast and right around the bay with that onshore flow. So some changes for today. Here's a beautiful live look with our Salesforce Tower camera as we look east. And we're in the 40s and 50s this morning, even down to 39 in Santa Rosa as we start off our day, looking at 47 in Concord, Livermore, low 50s, San Francisco, San Jose in mid-50s for Oakland this morning. As we head through the afternoon, we're looking at 67 in San Francisco, exactly where we should be for this time of year. 70 in Oakland, 76 San Jose, and 79 for Concord. We're going to warm things up as we look to the weekend. Details on that coming up. But now let's check in with Gianna, who is tracking a crash on the Bay Bridge.
I am. Thankfully, it's a minor fender bender westbound right on the upper deck near Treasure Island. A couple of cars got tangled up there. Looks like it's getting pushed off the bridge, though, not causing a lot of delays, although it is quite early and it is Friday. We always see less cars on the roadway on Friday. So things should be moving still at a pretty good pace if you plan on taking the Bay Bridge this morning. Even with that trouble spot there, we don't have any delays at the toll plaza. No metering lights. Traffic very quiet as you head towards those pay gates. And CHP is working on a crash. The Cesar Chavez on-ramp to southbound 101. We do have a motorcycle accident that has that off-ramp, or that on-ramp, rather, I should say, shut down until further notice. The main lines of 101, though, are not affected.
I'm Ann McAvey at the Live News Desk, and we are keeping an eye on an investigation about to commence in the South Bay into this fire in San Jose yesterday. Search teams are going to be going into an underground utility facility where this erupted yesterday to try to find out exactly how this fire started and assess the extent of the damage here. Flames shooting from the median at the height of the afternoon rush, as you can see there, that slowed traffic along Highway 101. And firefighters initially thought that this was being fed by natural gas, so they let it burn until PG&E got there. But it turns out there was a gas line in the area that was not damaged. The fuel for this fire was actually debris in an underground drainage system. But again, there is still damage to that utility facility. So we're going to find out exactly what was damaged yesterday coming up. And city officials also say those drainage systems, sometimes people use them for shelter. So that's all going to be a part of that investigation. Back to you.
To the coronavirus now, the U.S. has once again broken a grim record. More than 88,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday. The most new infections in a single day since the pandemic began.
We can spend a lot of time lamenting what may have caused that, whether it's change in weather, back to school, high school and college sports, whether it's pandemic fatigue. But whatever it is, we just need to continue to deal with it.
Now, deaths from the virus are still high, and the CDC says another 28,000 people could die before Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, San Francisco is leading the charge in containing the coronavirus. The city is reporting the lowest death rate of any major U.S. city. Overall, the Bay Area has been doing better than most places. One reason, county health officials here implemented restrictions earlier than most others. Also, Bay Area companies were pretty quick to transition to a work-from-home model.
In Solano County, health experts are urging people to get their flu shots this year. The county is now reporting its first patient with both the flu and COVID-19. We've learned the patient is under the age of 65 years old and is in fairly good health. This person works in the healthcare sector. County health experts believe the co-infection happened because the patient didn't follow proper social distancing guidelines.
This person, to the best of our knowledge, did not acquire it in the workplace. They did what so many other people all over the country are doing. They get together with family and friends and let their guard down.
According to the doctor, that is how more than 90% of the COVID infections are occurring in Solano County, pushing the county to the brink of the purple tier for widespread risk. Solano County is expected to know by next Tuesday if it will fall out of the red tier and back into purple. And getting a flu shot is now more important than ever during the coronavirus pandemic, especially for people over 65, as they are at higher risk for serious complications from both viruses. So doctors are recommending seniors get the high-dose flu vaccine, as it has four times more antigen.
As we age, our bodies have a bit more difficulty making that antibody response to a regular dose vaccine. So if we expose people who are over the age of 65 to a higher dose of that antigen, they're more likely to make a much more robust response.
If you've not had the flu shot yet, now is the time. The CDC recommends getting the vaccine by the end of October. It can take up to 2 weeks after getting the vaccine for the body to develop the antibodies for protection.
Two more staff members at Healdsburg District Hospital in Sonoma County have now tested positive for coronavirus. It brings the total to 14, according to the Press Democrat. The first worker contracted the virus in late September. That's 2 weeks earlier than hospital officials had announced. Happening today, nearly a dozen pastors are joining forces to condemn the actions of the governor and the fines and threats of jail time against a San Jose pastor. The state and county have applied for a temporary restraining order against Calvary Chapel and Pastor Mike McClure. He's been holding indoor services in the 3,000-seat church since the end of May and has accumulated more than $300,000 in fines. McClure is asking the court to deny the restraining order, arguing the county is singling out religious services as more dangerous than the many other indoor activities that are allowed.
5:06 right now. Now to those spooky celebrations kicking off this weekend.
Yeah, many neighbors say Halloween is not dead yet because they are adapting to COVID restrictions and still finding ways to celebrate the holiday.
Let's get right over to Kit Doe, who joins us live from Livermore with more on that. Good morning, Kit. Ooh, it's spooky behind you.
Hey, good morning. So we're coming to you live here from, yeah, I know, right? You know, this is quite impressive, I gotta say. You know, it takes a lot of work to get something like this up. So we're on the 1400 block of Winding Stream Drive. And yeah, these guys did not miss a beat when it came to Halloween decorations. About four homes on the street just went all out. So typically, we're told that this is the street to do trick-or-treating on, and they normally get hundreds, possibly thousands of people on the big night. However, we're told that only half the number of homes here are decorated, and they will not block off the street later on this weekend, and they will not have live music, all in an effort to try and keep the crowd down. So, as you can see, this is something new that we're seeing this year. This is a candy chute to hand out treats from a safe distance. So, we're seeing neighbors adapt in all kinds of ways. The CDC has a list of activities that they consider moderate risk, individually wrapped goodie bags, so families can grab and go those bags at the edge of your property. Open air costume parties or parades, but stay 6 feet apart, of course. And screaming, if you have to do that, but do so at a distance that is greater than 6 feet. Now, according to the CDC, these are considered high risk, going actually door to door for trick-or-treating, indoor crowded parties, hay rides or tractor rides with people outside of your bubble, and traveling to fall festivals outside of your community. So there you have it. The CDC says drugs or alcohol, if you choose to use them, can impair your judgment and then cause you to partake in activities that are increased risk. But those are their words, not mine. Just keep it safe, make good choices, and have a great Halloween.
Kit.
We're live in Livermore, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
That looks like me when I come into the station. No makeup. My hair's not done. Looks just like me. Look.
No, it doesn't.
No?
Stop it.
God, look at
this. She also doesn't
look
have
at this
her lashes.
So they've got like
Michelle.
Like a PVC pipe?
Kit, thank you much. Glad you controlled your scream, too.
Yeah, all righty.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, in South Korea, the PSA has been airing in Seoul ahead of Halloween. The goal to remind residents to stick to COVID-19 guidelines and avoid a resurgence in cases. The text on the screen reads, "Don't end up a real ghost while enjoying Halloween." Another video warns this year's party could really turn scary.
An East Bay school district plans to combine in-person and online instruction. Mount Diablo Unified currently has 100% distance learning, but now the school board is opting for a hybrid model starting in January that will bring students back into classrooms for part of the time. And a district in the North Bay says academic performance is lagging with distance learning. Students in the Help me out with this one here, Michelle.
Tamalpais.
Yes. Yes. Union High School District received about 3,000 marks of D, F, or incomplete through September. That compares to roughly 1,800 a year ago out of about 5,000 students. A lot of Silicon Valley school kids may never go back to their old classrooms, and it has nothing to do with COVID-19. The Cupertino Union School District could close half a dozen campuses as early as next fall. Enrollment has dropped by about 13% since 2013, meaning funding is also going down. The school board will meet next Thursday to make its decisions.